Okay, tonight is Monday night, December 30th. This is the Gemara Shir, Moed Katan, Daf Yud Test Amud Aleph, the middle of the Mishnah. Okay, Rabotai. We're up to Daf Yud Test Amud Aleph. And we're in the middle of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had stated, just a brief review, an opinion that is not accepted lahalacha, namely, that in order for Yom Tov to terminate Avelus, you have to observe at least 3 days of Shiva before the Yom Tov has the ability to terminate the Shiva. That's the opening statement in the Mishnah. Hakover is meso shlosha yamin kodum laregel, butla menu zerushiva, shmona, if it's 8 days before the Yom Tov, butlo heimenu zerushloshim. Mibnesha amru, Shabbos ola ve'ena mafsikin, regola mafsikin ve'enon olin. So we explained all of that already. Now, the Mishnah continues with again a three-way machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishicharav Beis Hamikdash, Atzeres Kishabas. Once the Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is to be treated like Shabbos. So if it's treated like Shabbos, it means that the day counts as one of the days of Shiva, but it's not Mevatel Avelus. It's not Mevatel the Shiva. The Yom Tov of Shavuos, post Beit HaMikdash, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is to be treated like Shabbos. And it requires a lot of salt and pepper to explain why this should be the case. So Rabbi Eliezer acknowledges that if we are talking about Bizman HaMikdash, then Shavuos is not to be considered like Shabbos. Shavuos is to be considered like a regular Yom Tov, which is Mevatel. Despite the fact that whether we are dealing with before the during the Mikdash or post the Mikdash, the observance of Shavuos, Midoraisa is only 1 day, we observe 2 days Yom Tov, it's 2 days. And that doesn't change whether the Mikdash is around or the Mikdash isn't around. So why Bizman HaMikdash does Rabbi Eliezer say it is considered it's considered like a Yom Tov? So the answer is because if it's Bizman HaMikdash, he considers it like a Yom Tov, and then it's Mevatel the Shiva and Mevatel Shloshim. The answer is on account of the fact that we learn out from a Hekesh, from Pesach and Sukkot, that Shavuos also has 7 days in order to bring your obligatory korbanot. We are obligated to bring a korban, a Shalmei Chagiga, and an olah re'iyah, a korban olah, and a korban shlamim, each one of the yomim tovim. Shalosh pamim bashana yeroeh kol zuchurcha, es panei Hashem elokecha. So on the other yomim tovim have built in 7 days, so there is no expectation that I would have necessarily brought my korban on the first day of Yom Tov. You don't have to. You can go on the second day Yom Tov. You can come Hoshana Rabbah. You can come the last day of Pesach. That's also fine. But Shavuos only has 1 day. And since Shavuos only has 1 day, there might have been an expectation that you have to come the single day of Shavuos in order to bring your korban. Because one would have imagined that in order to bring a korban of a Yom Tov, it has to be Yom Tov. And the post-Yom Tov is not Yom Tov. However, we learn out that you have 6 additional days after Shavuos, even though they are complete weekdays, you still have that opportunity to bring your obligatory korbanot to fulfill your obligation of Shavuos. Therefore, it's going to be Mevatel Shiva. I'm just telling you what Rabbi Eliezer says. Yeah?
So what is there about Yom Tov that is Mevatel? The fact that it's 7 days long?
Okay.
So now we
will spend time examining, based on any of the svaras that we may have advanced, why Yom Tov is Mevatel, why Shabbos is not Mevatel, and see how we can compare Shavuos to any of them, and nothing makes sense. None of the explanations that we have established why Yom Tov is Mevatel, why Shabbos is not Mevatel, will help explain anything about the Yom Tov of Shavuos.
According to Rabbi Eliezer.
We reject Rabbi Eliezer. We paskin like Shavuos is a regular Yom Tov. Whether it's today, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Shavuos is Mevatel Shiva. Only according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the difference of Mishachara Beis HaMikdash or not Mishachara Beis HaMikdash?
Right, so I'm in the midst of explaining that. During the Beis HaMikdash, the Korban is extended another 7 days.
No, correct.
So therefore, it somehow creates a Yom Tov effect of 7 days. So since it creates a Yom Tov effect of 7 days, it's now treated exactly like Shavuos and like Sukkot and Pesach, which everyone agrees is Mevatel Shiva.
See, but my question is, the 7 days, the extra days are not midiraisa or anything. It's sort of like we say you have them.
That's why I said that this is incredibly difficult. I don't have good explanations. I can only raise the difficulties, not have solid solutions to that. But if you just take a look at the sheet for a second, and if you want to know why everything is in one page, because I forgot, I made a mistake while I was preparing this share, I thought, oh, it's a Shabbos share, I need 100 copies. So on Shabbos, I don't like to make 10 pages of all the sources for 100 copies, got to use a lot of paper. But for 25 people on a Monday night, I'm not going to snip and snap. So that's why I just photostat, staple it, and that's it. But I forgot that it was finished. So that's why it's all on neatly, all the 7 sources are on one sheet of paper. So if you take a look at source Gimel for a minute, we will see the source for this particular halacha. It's a pasuk in Parshas Emor, and I told you already 20 times, you have to know Perek Chaf Gimel of Sefer Vayikra by heart. You must know it by heart. That's it. I'm going to ask you on the test literal quotations from Perek Chaf Gimel. Mr. Cohen here is getting very nervous, I see, about the exam. If you look at beginning at Pasuk Yud Zayin is where the Torah identifies the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Doesn't identify its name, as opposed to Chag HaMatzot, which it precedes this, and Chag HaSukkot, which follow it. Shavuos is not identified here as Chag HaShavuot. All it says is Mimo Shvotechem Taviu Lechem Tenufa Shdayim. You're supposed to bring 2 special breads. We call that the Shtei Alechem. And chametz teyafena, they are made out of chametz, which is highly irregular in the Beit HaMikdash. Normally, there is no chametz in the Beit HaMikdash. Ki chol sa'or v'chol devash, lo satiru v'menu isha l'Hashem. Only 2 exceptions, the korban toda and the shtei alechem. So we know we're talking about Shavuos. And v'hikravtem al halechem, together with the lechem, shivat kvasim, you bring an animal korban as well. Then in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ukratem be'etzem hayom hazeh mikra kodesh yelachem. You shall proclaim on that day a day of sanctity. Kol melachas avoy delo sa'asu chukat olam b'chol nishaseh from the darosecha. Then the unit concludes with something that has troubled all the parshanim. Uvikutz rechem es kitzir artzachem lo sichale pa'as sotcha b'kutz recha v'leket kitzircha lo silakev le'ani v'lagev ta'azor l'sam ani Hashem elokecha. So what does this mean? It means that when you harvest your grain, do not forget to leave over peah, don't forget to leave leket, and who do you leave them for? Le'aniv la'ger tazov osam. So that pasuk is an identical pasuk from a parsha, one parsha earlier, Parshas Kedoshim, in Vayikra Yutet. Now there, in Vayikra Yutet, I know why it's quoted. Why is it quoted? Because many mitzvot are recorded in Parshas Kedoshim, and many of the mitzvot hatluyot ba'aretz are listed there. But why is this in the middle of the Parsha of the Moadot? And specifically, why is it appendage to what? To Shavuos. So this troubled everybody. Well, one of the drashot is, take a look at source Dalid, a Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Debei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Tana, Amakra, Ukrasem, Uvekutzrachem. The Pasuk says, Ukrasem, you shall proclaim it as a day of sanctity, and when you cut your grain, Ezechag sha'ata korei v'kotzer bo. What Yom Tov do you proclaim as what? As a holiday, ukratem, and also engage in harvesting? Well, that can't be the Yom Tov of Sukkos, because on Yom Tov you can't harvest. So what is this? Says the Gemara, Heve ezel chag, Heve omer zechagal atzeres. This is Chago Atzeres. Amos, when are you talking about that we proclaim a Yom Tov and we harvest at the same time? When? Amos. Ilema b'Yom Tov, if you want to suggest that you're allowed to harvest on Yom Tov, Kitsira b'Yom Tov Mishari? Does anybody ever allow harvesting grain on Yom Tov? Of course not. Elulav, L'tashlumin. What does this mean? For the opportunity to make up your korban if you did not bring it on the first day of Shavuos, the only day of Shavuos. So there is a tashlumin, a makeup. For 6 additional days, you're allowed to bring your korban, so you now have 7 days for each of the chagim. So during the season, of where you will have ukrasem on the first day of Shavuot, then you're now out of it. But the next couple of days, when you can engage ukitzartem, when you grain, it's still all considered a chag, like one big happy chag. So therefore, once we are talking about Bizman HaMikdash, even Rabbi Eliezer says that Shavuos is mevatel shiva and Shloshim. Why? Because all 7 days have a feature of Yom Tov. What feature of Yom Tov do they have? The fact that you are entitled to bring a korban on those 7 days. Now, you asked before, what has that got to do with being Mevatel Avelos? And it's actually very, very difficult, particularly in light of all of the explanations which we give. This is very difficult, especially in light of the fact that there is no Isur Melacha, no mitzvah of Simcha whatsoever on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. on those 7 days. The only thing that exists for those 7 days is the same halacha that exists for Chanukah and Purim. Namely, you are not permitted to fast, nor are you permitted to eulogize. That's it. That's the only thing that we are noheg for those 6 additional days. And in shuls where they look to get rid of tachnun every opportunity in the world, we not amongst them, we don't say tachnun until the 13th day of the month of Sivan. We don't say tachnun. Because there was an opportunity to do so. The Rama only says you don't say tachnun on Isru Chag, like every other Isru Chag, but many communities have that as well. So it is a little difficult. It is actually a little difficult. Why?
The whole point in Yantiv was that it's a simple for the Rabbim, right? That it gets rid of the Avelos for the...
What?
The whole point of Yantiv was doing it's a simple for the Rabbim and gets rid of the Avelos for the...
Correct.
Yantiv.
And there's no Simcha the Rabbim.
There's no Simcha
the Rabbim. Only on the first day.
But you would say even if it's for an individual, even if there's a simple for the individual because he's bringing a korban, let's say on the 10th day of Sivan, but that's still only, I mean, it's not, the Rabbim is not having special, I mean, it's really, in general, still being...
I know. Unless you will assume that the majority of Klal Yisrael are not coming the first day of Yantiv. That the majority will actually come between days 2 and 7, in all probability. Because otherwise you got to be your whole family with you for Yantiv. That's not easy to, you know, it's much easier to do it, to take the train.
Yes, Sarah doesn't have the same.
From Tel Aviv now. It's working. 27 minutes to be in Yerushalayim.
Huh. Isn't there an issue?
Go to the Trump stop right by the Kotel. Yes.
Isn't there an issue of, we always talk about how Simcha is defined as eating basar kachim, lifnei Hashem?
Good. We're going to get to that in a minute. That's the whole Rav's Vart about why I'm going to get to that. I want to save it for a second. Please look at source Bet with the Karen, yeah? But just where the Karen Ora is going to raise these questions.
Well, Moshe was saying that would Pesach Sheni also apply as the Bakla Veos?
Pesach Sheni?
It's
not.
What?
It's not.
Why not? If I bring the car Pesach that day.
Yeah, but that's a minority. It's a minority of people who are Tamei or didn't get there.
I think it's a minority.
Okay, I don't know. That's good. It's an interesting question. But no one ever suggested here the fact that it's an offshoot of a Yom Tov. Pesach Sheni is standing by itself. It's not linked to a day of Yom Tov. But let's see what he asks. Take a look at Source Bet. Uktsas tzorach iyan heichon matzinu da'avel einu noheg aveluso b'zayin yimei tashlumin. B'zayin yimei tashlumin. Why shouldn't you observe Avelus during the 7 days? It's going to be Mevato. It's crazy. Ubechagiga perik endoshin lo matzinu ela deyom tavuach, the day which you bring your korban, asur behesped vitanis im chal atzeres bechol. The day in which you bring the korban is, you're not allowed to have hesped and tainis if shvuas came out any time during that week. Vahainu diyeshlohem din yom tov haksuvim b'megillas tanis. All they have the equivalent is all of the rules and regulations that are documented in Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis is a Megillah that has lots of days during which you're not allowed to fast and you're not allowed to engage in a eulogy. Today, Megillas Tanis is batel. Only thing left is Chanukah and Purim. Aval heichon motzinu de avelus nidche bohem. De atu b'chanukah upurim de lo batla Megillas Tanis gam ata. Would anybody ever say that Chanukah and Purim, which are still ineffective today, avo avel lo yinhog aveluso bohem, and avel will not be noeg avelus on Chanukah and Purim? Would anybody ever say that? First of all, we would say that. We do not have Avelus on 2 days of Purim. It's not Mevatel. Purim's not Mevatel Shiva and Shloshim. But our minhag is that an Avel does not sit Shiva on the 2 days of Purim, Purim and Shushan Purim. But that's a Machlokes HaRishonim. And there's a stira in the Mechaber between Hilchos Purim and Hilchos Avelus. He just contradicts himself whether you should observe Avelus or not. But his assumption is that we would not ever say it. Ze lo shamanu. We have never heard that that an Avel should not observe Avelus on Hanukkah, where everybody agrees that an Avel sits during Hanukkah. So these days of the 7 days of Tashlumin, the 6 days of Tashlumin, are not any better than Hanukkah and Purim. So why would you say you can't? What do you mean it's going to be Mevatel the Shiva? Why? Hein emes the hatur zal kasa b'shema she'iltos de Purim dino kiregolim le'inyin avelus, that Purim is considered like a regel v'huva divrei harash b'pirkin avol kvar nechluku harishonim zal gam le'inyin Purim. Most Rishonim disagree with the Rush and the she'iltos even in Lani Purim. V'gam huzal, and even he, the Shiltos, mode b'chanaka denayeg avelus. V'chein b'chol yomim yom tovim haksuvim b'megilis tanis. U'mashikos avzal, the yudalit v'tesvav, shneim shavim lin yavelus, and that which he wrote, the Rush did, that yudalit and tesvav are compared, are identical for avelus, La'anias dati sarach iyun. That is very difficult. The tesvav liprazim, because tetvav for open cities, they don't observe tesvav as Purim. The yudalid lemunkafim, and the 14th day of the month of Adar for walled cities, are not observed in any way whatsoever. Except in Israel, where they make a big deal out of observing both days for everybody, but that's not really the halacha. Einon ela kichol yomim tovim haksuvim b'megilas tanis. That's it. So he keeps asking this question: why would Rabbi Eliezer say that bizman hamikdash or the yontav of Shavuos is considered kiregala? And the only reason why Rabbi Eliezer argues, only situation when he argues, is if it's post-Churban. Post-Churban, he believes it's like Shabbos. So now, let's examine this part of the halacha, and then we'll say something about the other halacha. Let's see something, this. If you remember correctly, we offered the following possibility. That the reason why Shabbos is not Mevatel is because Avelus is Noheg. Dvarim Shebetzina apply during Shiva and on Shabbos. On Shabbos. So an Avel is not permitted to have marital relations on Shabbos of Shiva. Well, what do you think about the one day of Shavuos? Are there any restrictions of Nihu Gavelus on Shavuos? Of course not. So if you believe that the reason why Shabbos is not Mevatel Avelus is because Avelus is Noheg, well then, how are you going to say that Atzeres Kishabbos? Atzeres has no observances whatsoever of Avelus. So if it has no observances of Avelus, what should be the din? It should be Mevatel, if that is the criteria by Shabbos.
Who says that? Was there a reason that? Even when he says,
okay, so I'm going to come up with a couple of others, and then he's going to have to tell me what he agrees with.
But he definitely agrees with that in Zman HaMikdash. So in Zman HaMikdash, Shavuos
was didn't have any nihil gemar avelos, and he would agree.
But when he says shvus, it's like Shabbos, maybe he believes it's like Shabbos.
But also, why
shmina shvus is a no? He can't say that. Nobody in the world can say that you are nohag avelos on shmina on shvus. Nobody in this world would be that nuts to say that you are nohag avelos on a yontiv. You can't say that.
Could it be that Shavuos is different? You know, the whole concept of Chatzi Hashem and Chatzi Lachem, and that Shavuos is Kulo Lachem, right? According to...
No, it's just the opposite.
Oh, it's Kulo Lachem, right?
Even those who hold Kulo Lachem is appropriate. Hakol Maidim, the Ba'atzeres Be'inon Lachem. Just the other way around. Everyone admits that you must have Lachem on Shavuos. Possibility number two, which we mentioned. Shabbos does not have simcha. The element of simcha is the defining characteristic of a yom tov that terminates the shiva. Well, how are you going to say atzeres? How are you going to say atzeres is not mevatel? There is a mitzvah of simcha of Shavuos. It says va'yisach sameach. It says that v'samachta b'chagecha. Says that in Parshas Re'eh. That all of the Yomim Tovim are to be compared to Sukkos. They're all compared to one another. There is definitely a mitzvah of Simcha on Shavuos. Shabbos doesn't have Simcha. So I understand why Shabbos is not Mevatel Shiva. But Shavuos has the mitzvah of Simcha. Why shouldn't it be Mevatel even Bizman Hazeh? Not one Rishon, not one. It's one of the few things I can say that emphatically. Not one Rishon believes that there is no mitzvah of Simcha on Shavuos, even Bizman Hazeh. So if that's the criteria that differentiates Shabbos from Yom Tov, that also is very different. Third possibility we suggested, that the reason why Shabbos is not Mafsik is because, who remembers the third?
Never have Shiva.
You would never have a Shiva. Because built in to every Shiva is a Shabbos. So if Shabbos terminates the Shiva, there would never be a Shiva. Does that logic apply to Shavuos? Of course not. Shavuos doesn't come every time that there is Avelus. It comes if there is an Avel around Shavuos time. So to say that that is the defining character, why we should now say that Shavuos is not Mevatel, it doesn't apply to those either.
It's more of a technical reason.
What? It's a reason that we offered. It's a reason that we did offer. So it's actually very difficult as to why Rabbi Eliezer says what he does, unless it doesn't work either. Yeah.
Isn't it possible that in order to be Mevatel Shiva, you have to have 7 days of Simcha, because that will equal the 7 days of Avelus and Mevatel all seven of them?
Good.
So at the time, Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, so it had that quality.
Good.
After Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't have that quality anymore.
Okay.
Because it's not 7 days to bring carbon.
Okay. So, the Nimuki Yosef actually suggests that the reason why Shabbos and Yom Tov are different is because Shabbos is only one day. Even if you wanted to say there's a mitzvah of Simcha. But it's not in opposition to a full Shiva. Yom Tov, where there's a mitzvah of what? Simcha for 7 days. So there is what? There is, it's impossible to observe a Shiva.
Yeah.
It's impossible to observe a Shiva. Because every one of the days of the Yom Tov is in contradiction to an Avelus. Good. So why does Rabbi Eliezer say that there is a difference between Zman HaMikdash and today?
Because you don't have the 7 days you bring Korbanos anymore. There's no Beis HaMikdash to bring Korbanos.
Okay, so, but you didn't say Korbanos before. You said that there were 7 days of Yom Tov.
Well, but the atzeres isn't 7 days long. If you can't bring the korbanos in the sixth, the kashrut.
I know. Okay, so you'll have to try to. All I'm pointing out is that it's pretty difficult. Why he says shavuos is now reconsidered like a Shabbos, based on the most popular explanation as to why Shabbos is not mevatel. None of them seem to apply to shavuos, and that's maybe the reason why we don't accept them la'alacha. Don't accept them la'alacha.
Does everybody agree that shavuos has 7 days?
What the sixth? The tashlum days?
Yeah.
We just read the Gemara.
I know, but
this. No one disagrees.
No one disagrees.
Does Shmini Atzeret have Tashlumin or no?
What?
Does Shmini Atzeret have Tashlumin for its?
No. Shmini Atzeret is Tashlumin of Sukkos. There's no independent obligation to bring Korbanot Regel on Shmini Atzeret. It's just an extra day in case you didn't come Sukkos, you're allowed to bring it on Shmini Atzeret.
There's no Korban for.
There is a Korban. But there's no obligation, the korban of Sibur.
Yeah.
But there's no korban yachid on Shmini Atzeres. Unless he didn't bring. He didn't bring. In fact, based on that, because of that, it's tashlum in the Shmini, there are some, Paiskim, Rav Zevin has a whole article about this, that if somebody made a mistake on Shmini Atzeres and said, Esyom Chagasukas Hazeh, you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Because Shmini Atzeres is Tashlumin of Sukkos. That's what it's all about. It's Tashlumin of Sukkos. But there is no obligation on Shmini Atzeres. And in fact, Shmini Atzeres is not Mevatel, the way we paskin. If somebody dies Chol HaMoed, right? So Shmini Atzeres is not Mevatel Shiva. It's a strange halacha Shmini. It's a good point. Maybe the Gemara will talk about Shmini Atzeres a little later, but it's an unusual thing. There is an opinion of the Rabbeinu Hananel, quoted in Maseches Sukkah, where the Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres is different than Sukkos in six ways. And the mnemonic is Pazar Kashav, Pei Zayin Reish, Kuf Shin Bet. And not all of the letters are agreed upon, but everyone knows what the letter stands for, but what that means is something else. So, where Rashi on the Reish, which the Gemara says means Regel Bifnei Atzmo, Shmini Atzeres is a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. So Rashi says, She'ein Yoshvin B'Sukkah Ve'ein Notlim Lulav. It's different because you don't sit in the Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres and you don't take a Lulav. The Rabbeinu Hananel says that's not a positive quality. You need a positive quality to show that Shmini Atzeres. So he says Regel Bifnei Atzmai that it's Mevatel Avelos. The Rabbeinu Hananel believes that Shmini Atzeres is Mevatel Shiva. That if somebody died on Yontif and they or Chol HaMoed and they bury him, now after Shmini Atzeres he doesn't have to observe anything anymore. We don't paskin like him, but we don't ignore him either. Our practice is that Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days of the Shloshim. 7 days of the Shloshim. So if somebody dies before Yontif, Erev Yontif, so now Yontif comes, that's the end of the Shiva. 7 days of Yontif, you're up to 14. Shmini Atzeres counts as seven, you're up to 21 days. Simchas Torah is number 22. What you're left with is 8 days of Shloshim to actually observe after Yom Tov. Only 8 days.
And if it's on Chol HaMoed, then you sit Shiva after Shmini Atzeres.
Yes, you do.
And then the Shloshim, does Shmini count as 7 days for that Shloshim? It doesn't go backwards like that.
Yeah, we do that, yes.
You still
sit No. About if you do the other, if you died on Chol HaMoed, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Is the last day of Pesach
Mevatel?
Yes.
No.
Because
it's not regular with the Atzmon.
I know, but it's impossible. If the guy died before on Yontif, he's not the last day.
He dies at Chol HaMoed.
And he starts sitting Shiva after Yontif.
So it's not Mevatel.
No. In order to be Mevatel, you have to start. And we don't start on Chol HaMoed.
Wait, so Shmini Atzeres, someone dies on Chol HaMoed, Shmini Atzeres is day one?
If Shema does on Shemini Atzeres,
doesn't start, doesn't do anything. No.
According to whom?
According to the way we paskin, doesn't do anything.
We paskin.
It does nothing.
He does nothing.
There's nothing.
The only thing that counts in Shemini is Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah counts as the first day of Avent.
It's Thursday one.
In Chutz Laretz, even though you don't sit on Simchas Torah, but it counts as day number one of Avelus, because it's only the Rabbanim. And we, as we've seen, almost all Rishonim believe that the first day of Avelus is the Oraisa. So it takes place on the last day of Yontif in Chutz Laretz. Yeah.
How do we Mavad Bashir to begin?
That's a good question that a lot of people ask on Rabbeinu Hananel. Ask on it.
Say it again. What?
If you didn't start the shiva, how do you? So they will hold. He will hold that during Chol HaMoed you should be noeg dvarim shebetzina. On Chol HaMoed, you know, you should. So then, for Shemini Atzeres, will be mevat.
That Simchas Torah, that person who dies on Chol HaMoed, Simchas Torah counts. Is there any niyugim?
No niyugim.
Not even in betzina.
Not even betzina. Not even. It's a very funny way of starting a shiva without any nihuge shiva. It's very strange. But that's the way we pass. Yeah. Good. So, Rabbi Lezer is actually very, very difficult. Now there can be a dissenting opinion. Ram Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim k'regalim. Ram Gamliel says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are to be treated like regular Yom and Tovim, and they terminate Shiva and Shloshim. Not everyone agrees with this. Some claim that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you don't sit Shiva, but they are not mevatel Shiva. Not mevatel. And that's against Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Gamliel says that they are mevatel. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is kiregolim. The Chachamim omrim lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh. And the Chachamim say, I disagree with both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel. Ela atzeres kiregolim, shvuas is what? Is treated like a regel, and it is mevatel. For Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaKippurim, Kishabbos, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are to be treated like a Shabbos, namely, you don't sit, but they are not mevatel.
Clearly, Gamliel holds that Shavuos is also correct.
He didn't say anything about Shavuos. It's a Kal V'chomer. That if Rosh Hashanah, that's how we learn, if Rosh Hashanah is mevatel, certainly Shavuos is going to be mevatel. So Rav Gamliel argues with Rabbi Eliezer, even though he doesn't say it, the assumption is. And the reason why it's a Kal V'chomer is because the mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah is not clearly articulated in the Torah text at all. And if nonetheless it is mevatel Shiva and Shloshim, certainly Shavuos, for which there is a mitzvah of Simcha documented, it is definitely going to be mevatel.
But Yom Kippur doesn't have Simcha at all.
It depends on who you ask. It's a machloikus of Rishonim. Whether there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur or not.
But on Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbos, so it's compared.
It is. That's in terms of Issa Malacha.
But still, there's a comparison of some sort. The Shabbos and the Shabbos has no Simcha associated with it.
But Yom Kippur will have Simcha. But we paskin that it does have Simcha. The Rambam says because it's a Yontif. Every Yontif has Simcha. Every Yontif has Simcha. It doesn't have Simcha Yisera, says the Rambam. Doesn't have physical outward manifestations of Simcha. But it has the inner Simcha.
But Yom Kippur has the affirmative obligation of the Nisim Esnafshe Seichem, of the external demonstration of the absence of Simcha.
I wouldn't say absence of Simcha.
It's just an absence of eating. An absence of oneg, of kibbutz. But it's not absence of Simcha. It's the greatest Simcha in Mudville to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu say this. Salachti kidvarecha. That is the greatest simcha that a human being can experience. And that we paskin, that's Yom Kippur, is mevatel averus. We paskin like that. Okay, it's a machlokes of Rishayim. You find both days in Shulchan Aruch, in the Chaba and the Rama.
It says Yom Kippur and Tuvah, the two happiest days in the Jewish calendar. Doesn't it say that in
the Gemara? Yeah, yeah, Gemara and Tainus, yeah. Lo yom tovim ki Yisrael. That's correct.
So are there Tanayim that argue with the Chachamim here, that's why we paskin like differently than them?
Well, yeah. Rav Gamliel disagrees with him. Rav Gamliel disagrees about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
So how do we know about that?
It's a good question. It's in all probability because there's a lot of support for Rav Gamliel's opinion in that regard. But again, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's right there, one of the opinions, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is not Mevatel Yantim. Not Mevatel Aveilus. Just don't sit. There is such an opinion.
Tosa says the word "af" in the statement of Rav Gamliel. So it's "af Rosh Hashanah."
Right. So because that's indicating that he disagrees. Right.
With Rav Elazar.
With Rav Elazar. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Let me get back to Gemara. Amar Rav. Gzeros. Batlu, yamim lo batlu. Gzeros batlu, aval yamim lo batlu. This is a reference, according to Rashi, to the statement in the Mishnah that said that if you observe 7 days of Shiva, and at least the beginning of Shloshim, that's why it was 8 days. Hakover es meso shmona yamim before Yom Tov. So then Yom Tov is mevatel l'shloshim. Rav now says, yes, the gzeros, the laws of shloshim have been cancelled. Gzeros batlu. However, the 30 days itself has not been batel. And everybody wants to know what that means. Yeah, well, wait, if you're not going to observe anything, well, what do you mean you're still counting the day? So the Gemara will ask that question in a second. V'chein amar Rav Huna, gzeros batlu, yamim lo batlu. Rav Sheshes amar, afilu yamim nami batlu. Afilu yamim nami batlu. Fine, let's continue. Mai ta'amo. Now, Rashi is quick to alert us that the word maitama should not be interpreted what is the reason. Because before what is the reason, I want to what in the world is he saying? So if you look at Rashi, 4 lines from the bottom of the Rashi, Rashi says in line 3 lines, Kilomar Be'eze Inyin Lo Batlu Yamim. In relationship to what halacha might there be that the 30-day count still has some halachic significance? That's what the Gemara means, Maitam. Answers the Gemara. She'im lo gileich erev haregel, asur ligaleach achar haregel. Now what happened? This person had somebody die 7 days before, 8 days before Sukkot. Okay? So you observe Shiva. Now, Erev Yontav is the 8th day. So he started in the morning, and we paskin Mitzkas Hayom Kekulo, and so part of the 8th day. And now, why are we going to suspend the Avelus when the Yontav of Shiva Sukkot arrives? Why are we going to terminate the Shloshim? Why? Because we don't want him to look like a slob when Yom Tov comes. Remember that svara that we mentioned all the time with Chol HaMoed, right? We don't want you to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed so that on Yom Tov you'll come in looking like a mensch. That's the reason, says Rav and Rav Huna, why Chazal insisted that Shloshim should be terminated by the arrival of a Yom Tov. And this chutzpinyak did not take a haircut or a shave on Erev Yom Tov. And he was nichnas L'regel kishehu minuva. He is entering Yom Tov as he is a slavo. We're going to teach him a lesson. Now, you didn't take a hefker for Yom Tov? Now, after Yom Tov, observe 30 more days for which you're not allowed to take a hefker. And in that respect, yomim lo batlu. We keep the 30 days stored in the inner recesses of our mind and see how he conducts himself and behaves. If he does what Chazal expected, namely to take a haircut, under those circumstances, we will allow the yontif to be mevatel the aveilus. The shloshim. But if he ignores Chazal's will and does not take a haircut on Erev Yontif, so now, 30 days after Yontif, he's not going to be able to take a haircut. That's what Rav says. Now, take a look at Tosfos, She'im lo gilach Erev Yontov. Nirali, says Tosfos, Dehu hadin lo kibes velo rochat Erev haregel, Im mutar lirchotz ulechabes me Erev Yomtov velo kibes velo rochat lo yichabes beregel. That's what Tosfos says. Then on the side it says the text should read achar haregel. Achar haregel. So, what?
Nothing.
That's what it says in the Haggadah for Tziyunim. So what happens here, says Tosfos, Giluah, haircut and shaves, is not the only thing prohibited for Shloshim. It's also, what else is prohibited?
Laundry.
And it means the type of laundry where you're starching it. The Gihutz issue. So if you didn't go ahead and put your stuff into the dry cleaner and get it cleaned Erev Yontif, now for 30 days after Yontif, you can't do your laundry. That's what Tosfos says. And he also says, She'im lo rachatz. If he did not bathe Erev Yontov, he now cannot bathe throughout the entire Shloshim. That's what Tosfos says. So now, people at every Rishon attacks Tosfos piecemeal. Number one, they say, Rechitza is never prohibited for Shloshim. Was never prohibited for Shloshim. You're allowed to bathe after the Shiva. So if Rechitza is not prohibited, how are we... So he says he should take a shower on Erev Yontif. But because he doesn't, all of a sudden we're going to penalize him that he can't take a shower for 30 days afterwards? What's one got to do with the other? You can do that if you want to do that, so then do that for anybody who doesn't take a shower on any Erev Yontif. Not only when he's in Avel, just you don't take a shower of Yontif. You're not going to take a shower for 30 days after Yontif. That's number one. Number two, Tosfos actually has the text that you can't do your laundry on Chol HaMoed, and you can't take a bath on Chol HaMoed. And he says, in the name of the Rashash, I believe, that it should be Achar HaYom Tov, Achar HaYegel. Fine. But Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos actually used the expression that it would be prohibited on Chol HaMoed. And everybody asks on Tosfos, how can we impose as a fine something which al pi din is you're running against the halacha? You're supposed to be clean for Yontif. So how can you do that? Even the Gemara, which wanted to do so with haircutting, never wanted to penalize the guy. Okay, he is penalized from doing it in Chol HaMoed because of the beginning of the Mishnah. Shelo yikanes lered over menuba. That means punished. But to do that for kibus and rechitza, we never find such a penalty that a guy who doesn't take a shower. So many argue with Tosfos if this is what he indeed said. And Avinazir. So turn over the page for a minute and let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva writes, Gzeros batlu yamim lo batlu, says Tosfos, Vishailinan kevan the Gzeros batlu, lamai hilchos lo batlu yamim. The Gemara asks the question that if you, what exactly does it mean that yamim lo batlu if Gzeros batlu? For Amrinan the Hafikamah, Gzeros batlu legamre, im batlu me'alav shegilah kodem aregel. But if he has not shaven Erev Yontif, Yemei Lamed Bimkoman Omdin. The 30 days of Shloshim remain intact. She'ein Regel Mafsik. Yontif will not interrupt. Umone Minyano. Elishah Regel Olelo Leminyan. But the Regel itself counts as one of the 30 days, or seven of the 30 days. The time of my Amar Rabbanan Sheh HaRegel Mafsik, Kedei Shelo Yehe BaRegel Menuvel. The reason why Chazal said that Regel is Mafsik is because they don't want you to look like a sloth. V'zeh Menuvel Hu, and he is a sloth. Kevan Shelo Gilech Merav Yomtov. Ki Gam B'Moed Asu L'Galech Midin Moed. Yan Cholo Moed, you can't take a shave based on the Halach of Yomtov. Of Cholomoed. The Edok Savar and the others who disagree, Rav Sheshes, Ki Yamin Batul Legamre, that Yontif, that all of the days of Shloshim are what? Are terminated. The Afal Pi Shahoy Yachol Legaleach Erev Haregel V'lo Gilach, even though he could have shaved Erev Yontif and didn't, Migaleach V'achar Halacha, Achar Haregel V'chein Halacha. The Amrinon, and look at the next page, top of the next page, the Hotanya, so the Ritva and Rashi say that normally, what's the tone of a voice inflection when you see the word Vahatanya? How do you say it? The Hotanya, it's a question. Challenging. What? Here Rashi says it's supposed to be the Hatanya, and we learned in the Brisa. This is a Brisa that supports Rav's opinion. Hakover es meso shloshi yamim kaidem aregel, but lahimenu gzera shiva, shmoini yamim kaidem aregel, but lahimenu gzera shloshim, umigaleach erev aregel. Im lo gilach erev aregel, asur ligaleach. If he did not shave on Erev Yontif, he's not permitted to shave Erev Yontif. That's the first opinion. Abba Shaul Omer, Mutun Legaleach Achar HaRegel. He can shave after Yontif, even if he did not shave on Erev Yontif. Shekishem Shemitzvah Shlosha Mevato Gzereshiva, just as, what? The observance of 3 days terminates what? The rest of the Shiva, so too, Kach Mitzvah Shiva, Nivatelas Gzerish Shloshim. So too, the observance of 7 days of Shiva, then will be Mivatel Gzerah of Shiva. And that's it. Of Shloshim. Fine. So Tosfos asks a question, a stylistic question. Often, when you have a Machloikis Amoraim, and then you find a Mishnah that seems to be debating the same thing. What does the Gemara say?
Lema Kamar.
Kitana Lema, either Lema, or what does the Gemara say definitively? Kitanai. That these are a Machloikis, this is a Machloikis Tanai. So Tosfos asks, Hiksha Bitosis Harav, Amailoi Kamar Kitanai. The Rav Sheish is Kabashol, the Rav Huna Kitana Kama. Why doesn't it? I don't quite understand his answer. The Kasha is not the most compelling question in the world, but even if it is, if it is a compelling question, you should have a meaningful answer. Tosfos, I don't quite understand quite understand what his answer is. Don't quite understand.
If we're concerned about Shalei Kanes Lerekel Menuvel, if assuming he has come into the office, after a while it becomes Mius. It evolves. It doesn't stop at Menuvel. I mean, you're talking about it's offensive to people who are sitting around him.
Yes.
It's not. Doesn't have any impact.
No, but that's only with shaving. This is the Gemara is only with shaving. Now I'm going to come to Tosis' extension to Rechitza and Kibbutz.
That's
your point will be well taken. Yeah.
Well, according to the people who say that there is no prohibition of Noach after them, so how do they interpret the Yomim Lava?
No, they disagree. They say Yomim Batlu. Kishem Shigzeros Batlu. Yomim Kak Batlu. Exactly. They just disagree completely.
All the way back.
Now,
but when we quoted Rav and Rav Huna before, or Rav
and Rav Huna against Rav Sheshet,
so they didn't really comment on the Shlosha part. They're only commenting, meaning our Mishnah has 2 points. It's the first Akovres Mishnah Shlosha Mekod Moregel, Batlai Menu Gzer Shiva. And then the second statement, which is what
Shmona,
and that's what they're talking about.
Correct.
This Brisa goes back to the first issue.
No, that's the Raya that he has. Abishol just says, "What's the state?"
No, but the first part, Hakovres Meso Shloshim Kol Rega Batlai Menu Gzeira Shiva.
Right.
We don't know that Rav.
He's saying Kishem. He's using that as a proof. Why he's going to disagree with Rav?
No, but we don't. What I'm saying is, we don't know that Rav and Rav Huna agree with that first part of the Brisa.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, that is true. That's okay, but let's assume they do.
But my point is
the Mishnah.
My point is because they don't agree to that first part of the statement. Of the Brisa, you can't say Lema Ketanoi. You really know what the Tana of the Brisa are saying.
You can't say Lema Ketanoi for our halacha purpose. For this purpose.
Okay.
And no one ever said, so far, have we seen anybody who disagrees with this halacha?
Which one?
Hakovris Meso Shloshi Yamin?
No, we haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. So the Gemara is operating on the assumption that everyone agrees with the Mishnah, the Tanakam and the Mishnah. At this point, on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, there will be somebody else. Now, many Rishonim cite Sor Zion, the Gemara Nedarim, to say that you cannot ever prohibit even kibbutz, even laundering, you cannot. And the Gemara, he proves it from the following Gemara. The Gemara in Nedarim talks about a conflict between the residents of your city and responsibility of supporting other people in other cities. So the Gemara says, Mayon shel b'nei ha'ir. If we have a spring of this city, chayehem v'chaye acherim, if there is a conflict between their lives and the lives of other people, Chayehen Kodmin, L'chayecherim. Your lives take priority over somebody else's life. Behemtam u'behemas acherim, behemtam kodemas l'behemas acherim. You have to provide for your animals before you have to provide for the animals of another city. Kvisasan u'kvisas acherim. If there's only enough water in this spring to enable the local townspeople to what?
Wash
their clothing. And now other people want to use it as well. Kvisasan kodemes l'kvisas acherim. Chaye acherim u'kvisasan. If there is a conflict between the life of somebody in another city, they need the water to drink because they're out of drinking water. And you need the water for what? To launder. Chaye acherim kodemes. Rav Yosi Omer, Kvisasan Kodemes L'chaye Acherim. Why? Why, says Rav Yosi? Because if you don't launder your clothing, you feel so rotten that you stink all over the place. It's impossible. You're like, don't ask me to explain it. But they quote this Gemara to prove that it would have been impossible to make a comparison between kibbutz and giluach. Giluach, okay, so you didn't shave. What's the big deal? But kibbutz and rechitza, I don't even need Gemara to prove. You don't, like you said, you start to smell. We're not going to do that to other people. But even kibbutz, according to Rabbi Yossi, takes priority over someone else's life. It's hard to imagine Eitana saying that. Yes.
But aside from Rabbi Yossi, what's the whole chiddush? I mean, the whole we've always known that a nia year for kodem. So whatever the tzara.
Because he's trying to get to the last point. That's why. Because the issue is ma'ayan. It's the handling of the ma'ayan. So Rabbi Yossi is going to come over to chiddush and say that even if the needs of laundry of this city are in conflict with somebody else's life, you keep the water for yourself and don't give it to the next town. I'd like to see the article in the New York Times, the editorial of the Times, with the city that did that. I'd like to see it.
We don't pass good
like for I don't remember who we pass good like. I'd have to check.
One would hope.
All right, we'll stop here. Continue next to Bach.